This is the one time when Will can tell me when to begin to talk. This being Doroth, naturally, and to say hello to Bernie and Debbie and Ann and Labe and everybody else out there. We all have been filling up this tape for you tonight on the other side to send it to you with what we had recorded last summer when we were home. And we had to splice a bit of tape on the front, and so we have a space for an introduction. And also to explain, Will says that this is supposed to be played on slow speed on both sides, since we're all slow types here in Brahmsville. But actually, we've said all of the things as you go along. This putting the introduction, the cart after the horse, or the horse after the cart, makes everything have been already said, but that never usually deters us, and so I guess I can tell you some more about the fact that it's time to stop now. I want to announce Dorothy, that is. We're all gathered together for Ruthie's birthday, Mother and Dad and Ruthie and Will and I and Patty and Martin at the lake. We're celebrating a couple of days ahead of time because we have to leave and get back to home. And we decided to make you a tape so you'd be in on the party too. And Mother and Dad and Ruthie are all sitting here ready to say hello. Here's Mama.
Who's the tape for?
Mama, say hello to who it's for.
Who the tape is for?
Yeah.
This is for Ann and Bernie and Label and Debbie and Robin. And we all send our love. And you know what it means to me to talk to you. I wish you could talk back. And I want to hear from all of you. Now I will give this to Dad. I can't feel that.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Don't interrupt, Mom.
You can talk to me.
When you think of something, just say it.
Yeah.
Of course, as you know, it's a birthday party for Ruth, and we've had it for many years. And it's a wonderful thing to have as many of our children come attend this party. But, of course, you couldn't come this year, and we're sorry about that, and we miss you. But this being such a wonderful country as it is, maybe next year or some future years, we may all be able to get together again. And we don't need any passports to come from San Francisco or California or New York to St. Paul or vice versa. Let's keep it that way.
Good old Pop.
And good old Pop, and he means every word of it, and I'm sure that you grown-ups at least will know what I mean, too.
You next. Ruthie. Nobody meant
to. All right, darling, we pass it on to the birthday girl. Wow. Ruthie will say a word. She's opened your present, and she loved them all.
So you had a drink of champagne tonight.
She's swallowing.
All the rest.
We had some champagne for dinner tonight, and we toasted all of you, and wished you were here.
But we got your presents. So you got your presents.
I'll wait till she swallows on account of nobody said hello to Lincoln and Randy and Christopher, except we toasted all of you before. Now you can. How about the Italian doll? Did you have one before?
That Italian doll was just wonderful, kids. Thanks so much. I didn't have one like that. It will add sumptuously to my collection of dolls. I see Hattie is coming this way.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, spoiled.
You'll be so silly.
Racing.
Get going, honey. Hi, Randy and Lincoln and Christopher. As you know, we're having celebrating Ruthie's party. Well, she liked the doll very much.
Come here. They won't answer you, honey. Go ahead and talk.
I can't think of anything.
All of a sudden, she can't think of anything to say, but Martin can.
You
come here, Martin.
Stage fright.
You hear that she got, Patty got stage fright. What do you know about that?
Well, tonight we had some champagne, and after we toasted, I had the hiccups. And it was so funny, I kept going, real big hiccup, a thup, something like that. And right now, Martin's moving his face. And now here's Martin.
Say hi to Kristen, everybody.
Now stay tight.
Did you enjoy talking to the kids on the phone the other night, Martin?
Yes.
Well, pretend you're talking on the phone, then you won't have any stage fright.
I do.
You know what we didn't do that we might do now while everybody's getting over their stage fright? Let's sing Happy Birthday.
Okay.
All right.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday
to you. Happy birthday, dear Ruthie. Happy birthday to you.
Poor Mama's still got a sharp ear. She
happy
almost didn't take it.
Happy birthday to you. You belong in the zoo. You act like a hippopotamus, and you are one, too.
Martin's got animals on the brain. He gave Ruthie a crocodile out of the elephant's child.
By the works of the well-known poet, Martin Lincoln Brahms. And now Mr. Brahms will talk.
Well, this is Papa Strong Brahms, and I want to add my greetings to Rui on the occasion of her birthday. And to echo all of the sentiments that have been expressed so far, that we'll all get together here next year and subsequent years. We've had a wonderful time here, and we're going to leave tomorrow, and it's a lot of regret, but we know that we'll be back again soon.
We've had a lovely time, and I guess we're about as ready to go back and go back to work and to school as we'll ever be. We did a lot of things this summer. The kids swam a couple of times a day with me as a swimming counselor, naturally. And Patty has really learned to swim now so that she can keep herself going for quite a distance. Martin can keep himself going as long as he's on an inner tube or he's got a lifing belt on. But maybe by next year he'll be able to swim. The main thing was, of course, that we missed you kids terrifically, and Patty kept saying about how she could do what Randy had done or different things like that, but we're hoping to have a chance to demonstrate it maybe next summer and to be with all of you people. It would be so lovely.
Well, it looks as though we're about the end of the tape, and that's for me the signal to say goodnight for all of us, or rather goodbye, with the hope that we'll be able to get up.